You're listening to another AppleVis podcast.
Hey, what's going on there, AppleVis community? I'm Mike Malarcy, and in this podcast, I'm going to show you guys around the companion app that you need to use if you went out and bought yourself an Amazon Echo. Now, I know these aren't available everywhere. I'm not going to go through what it does and how it works because it kind of has nothing to do with this website, but the app does. Now, I'm going to show you guys how to kind of navigate around what you can do in the app, and I'm not saying what it's called because I don't want this thing to wake up. It's behind me on the desk, so I'm trying to avoid saying its name.
Alexa.
That is the name. That's how you wake it up. You say that, and then you give it a command. So let's go ahead and open this app, and I'll show you around.
Alexa, navigation menu, link, home, main.
So as you heard, the very first thing at the very top left is our navigation menu. We're going to go into that in a minute. But here on this home screen, it basically shows you a running dialogue of everything that you say to it. It keeps a log, and you can come in here. It asks you if you know who heard you right or not, and you can tell it yes or no. So you can give it feedback, and it'll help improve accuracy the more that you use it. If I touch toward the top of my screen, right in the middle,
49 degrees, region, landmark.
You can hear that it's telling me the temperature outside, and the reason is because the very last thing that I asked about was the weather outside. So to give you guys an example, I'm going to ask it when my hockey team plays next. Alexa, when do the Colorado Avalanche play? All right, so I'm assuming you guys can hear that a little bit, but now if I touch the same spot on my screen,
Avalanche,
there's info on the hockey game.
Hyphen, link, image, Canucks, hyphen, next game.
All right, so you guys get the point. Again, it keeps a running dialogue, basically, of everything that you say to it. Now, like I said, if it misunderstands you,
did Alexa do what you wanted? Yes, link, no, link.
There's yes and no options. Go ahead and give it some feedback, and again, it will help it learn. So that's really all there is to this main screen here. If we jump up to the top left to that little navigation menu I mentioned.
Navigation menu. Link selected. Home tab. Navigation.
All right, so now we have some tabs. Now again, this app can be a little bit weird to get used to. It's not laid out normally. There's not the tabs across the bottom like you guys are probably really familiar with. Instead, it basically opened up a menu down the left-hand side. So if I touch at the top toward the left.
Selected, home, tab, navigation, landmark.
Okay, we've got two, basically we have two main tabs in here. We have the home tab that we just heard.
Now playing.
We have the now playing tab. If you're listening to music, you can get info on what's currently coming out of Alexa. But if we stay in this home tab, the first one that's selected by default, and then we just slide our finger down the left-hand side, we'll get some of the main options and things inside the navigation menu.
Undefined zero items, timers, alarms, skills, your Amazon Music, like Prime Music, tab, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Audible, Kindle Books, settings, tab.
All right. So you get the point. All of these different accounts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, those are things that you can log into, and you can then control through you know who. Again, I'm gonna try to not say it. It's pretty nice. Most things that you guys probably use, except for Apple Music, if you're into that, you can use through your Echo. If you select one of these options like Pandora, all it's going to do is ask you to log in. And then every Pandora channel you've got saved, you can then access through your Echo. And you can even start new channels and things like that. Now, in my opinion, the main reason that you're going to want to use this app, other than initially setting it up, you will need to do that through here. But it does a really good job of walking you through the process step by step. But the main thing you're going to do, again, is skills.
Spotify, your skills. Tab.
If you have no idea what skills are, think of them basically as apps, things that this Echo can do. There's different games, there's nearby events, things like that you can turn on, features you can enable, and you can then control things through the Echo. So I'm going to go ahead and click on skills, and I'll show you guys around a little bit.
Skills, tab, selected. Skills, tab, 5 of 5.
Once it opens, you get a really kind of unorganized list of everything that's currently available. If you put your finger at the top center of your screen,
search skills.
You'll find a text field. So if there's a name of a certain skill that you know you want, you can just type it in right there. Otherwise, you get the pleasure of flicking through tons of options, 32 pages as of this recording, of everything that's currently available on Alexa. So let's go ahead and start looking around.
Refine, all-knowing 8-ball icon, image, all-knowing 8-ball, Kovacic over engineering, link, 5 out of 5 stars, 1 customer review, Alexa, ask the 8-ball whether the Cubs will ever win the World Series. Some plush. The all-knowing 8-ball can answer life's vexing questions for you without all that shaking and blue dye getting everywhere. Link. Region. Landmark.
So basically, you're getting the name of the skill, the developer, where it came from. You get the phrase that you need to actually say to your Echo to use it. Then a little description of what it does, and then you have a little enable or disable button, depending on whether or not it's currently turned on.
Enable skill all-knowing 8-ball button.
Right, so if I wanted an 8-ball, I could turn this on. Then I would just use that phrase that we heard.
The Alexa, ask the 8-ball whether the Cubs will ever win the World Series. So,
and I don't have to ask it about the Cubs. I could ask it whatever I wanted. But basically, that's the phrase that you have to use, and you do have to say it pretty much just like that for it to understand. As you can probably imagine, some of these skills are more useful than others. Personally, I have no use for a Magic 8-Ball, so that's not one that I'm ever going to use. But if you're the kind of person that has maybe the Philips Hues or certain types of garage doors or internet-connected doorbells, those things do have skills in here. So depending on the kind that you bought, you might be able to come in here, find this skill, turn it on, and then you can control all of those home-connected things straight from your Echo. Let's keep flicking down and see what the next skill is in line here.
The Wayne Investigation icon. The Wayne Investigation. Warner Bros. Link. 4.9 out of 5 stars. 27 customer review. Alexa, open the Wayne Investigation. Some. In this Batman theme choose your own adventure mystery game, you play a detective investigating the murder of Bruce Wayne's parents. Link. Enable skill the Wayne Investigation.
Right, you guys get the point. There's a lot of games in here. There is Star Wars trivia, Harry Potter trivia, if you're into that sort of thing. And unfortunately, like I said, there's 32 pages and I can't really figure out any order. I don't know why I went from Magic 8-Ball to Wayne Investigation, so it's definitely not alphabetical. And personally, I'm really hoping that as more skills become available, they will organize this a little bit better because it can kind of be a pain to use. If we go ahead and jump all the way to the bottom of the screen, four finger single tap down toward the bottom of your phone.
Next greater than. Link. End.
There's the link to go to the next page. I will give you a bit of a heads up. Sometimes when you push that next button, instead of just going to the next page, it also basically goes into a detailed overview of a specific skill. I'm not sure why it does that. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But if you click that button, you realize you're only getting details on one single skill. Just hit the back button at the top left and it'll take you back to the whole list of them. Let's go ahead and go back to our navigation menu.
Navigation menu. Selected.
If I scroll through the options here in our menu, we'll come to settings. There are things that you can do to customize your Echo to give you information that you actually care about.
Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Audible, Kindle, set things to try, settings, tab, selected, settings.
Once you open your settings, if you touch in the top center of your screen, you'll find the name of your device.
Jesse's second Echo online.
Okay, you can hear that it's currently online. If I were to unplug it, that would say offline, just like it does right here.
Jesse's Echo offline. Link.
That was the first one that we got that got a glass of water dumped on its head. So we have a new one that's working, and I can go in here to customize what I want to hear about.
Set up a new device. History view request to Alexa. Account. Head music and media. Flash briefing. Link.
If you like to stay up to date on current events around the world, the flash briefing is probably something you're going to want to take a look at. Let's go ahead and open this.
Wall Street Journal wants news. Heading level 4.
Basically, what you've got here is a list of places to get news. As you heard, the Wall Street Journal.
Off. Check
right box. Now, I've got it turned off.
HuffPost. Heading off. Checkbox. Unchecked. ESPN Radio's off. Checkbox. Unchecked.
So basically, you can come through here and turn on all the sources that you like. Then the next time you ask you know who for your flash briefing, it's going to give you all the top stories from each one of these sources.
NPR Technology Podcast on. Check. Wall Street Journal Tech News Briefing. Off. Check bar. Checked. On. Discovery. D News. Off. TMZ News. Off. News Headline. The latest news headlines. Top news. Heading level 4. Off. Checkbox. Checked. On. U.S. Heading off. Checkbox. Checked.
All right, you get the point. So now I can say, Alexa, give me my flash briefing.
Here's your flash briefing. In NPR News from TuneIn. Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm
Alexa.
London.
Stop. All right, so you get the point. Let's jump to the top of the screen and hit the back button.
Back, back, link, back, link. Settings, main, music and media.
Right under your flash briefing, you will find your sports update.
Sports update, link.
Now again, you can go in here, turn on the sports that you like, pick specific teams that you want to follow, and then the next time you ask your Echo for your sports update, you'll get exactly the information that you want. There are some other settings in here that you can customize if you want to. I don't because they don't apply to me.
Traffic, link, calendar, link.
Pretty sure that's a Google calendar, which is why I don't use it.
Connected home, link, voice purchasing, household profile, about the Amazon Alexa app.
So you get a pretty good idea of what it can do. Now, I kind of skipped over the calendar thing. If you do use Google Calendar, there is a skill that you can turn on that you can then use your Echo to add things to your calendar. If you use that, it does something pretty similar to Siri. You can tell it to schedule an appointment next Wednesday at 9 p.m. If there's something already there, it'll tell you that, and it'll ask if you want to schedule it anyway. You tell it yes, and you're good to go. Now, I understand that for a lot of our international listeners, this does not apply because the Amazon Echo is not available in your area, but I'm willing to bet that it's only going to be a matter of time. If you have an Amazon Prime account, you do have access to Amazon Prime Music, which means that you can just tell your Echo a certain song that you want to hear. Sometimes it plays it, sometimes you only get a preview. I'm not exactly sure what that's all about, but there are a ton of playlists built by default. So you can just tell it to play a hip-hop playlist or whatever kind of music that you're into, and it'll give you a pretty good mix of old and new music. Basically, your Echo is like Siri in a can that you can put somewhere in your house and just talk to all the time, always listening and ready to go. As I'm sure most of you know, the Echo is only available in certain markets. It's obviously not free. It's about $180, but the app is completely free, and as you can hear, it's usable. It wasn't this way at the start. It was actually quite a hassle to get it to do anything, but you guys heard that the checkboxes turning things on and off does work just fine. Logging into all your different music accounts works flawlessly, and if you're an Audible subscriber, you can tell it to play a book from your library. If you go get an Echo, you'll have to download this app to set it up. Once you get logged into all your accounts, set your sports update and your flash briefing to exactly how you want it, you'll honestly hardly ever need this app. The only time I ever come in this app is to look at the new skills that are coming out. And as you guys saw, the navigation there is kind of a pain. So usually I just keep an eye out on all the different tech blogs and websites out there. And anytime they mention a new skill, I just come in here and search for it. So there you have it. There's your overview of the Amazon Echo companion app available on iOS. I appreciate all of you taking the time to listen. If you guys have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out on Twitter. I am at Mike Malarcy. Now go have yourselves an awesome day. Love you. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.